Hello, my name is David Rasmussen. I'm going to be filling in for Mark Lobshar this week. He's over in Poland right now helping with the Ukrainian refugees. So we're going to be getting in the Word, but before we do that, let's pray. Dear God, I just thank you for this time that we can just dive into your Word and learn about you. I pray that you would keep your hand on Mark while he's overseas and that he could just be a light for you over there right now. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we are going to be talking about the story of Samson. I think Samson's an interesting character. When you're younger in Sunday school, he's kind of the superhero. He's kind of the coolest guy. But as you grow older, you kind of learn of other things about Samson that are not so great. He had lust issues. He had anger problems. There were a lot of things that weren't so stellar about him. In fact, a couple months ago, I was reading a commentary, and the guy was describing the book of Judges. And in it, he says that essentially the judges get worse and worse as you go through the book until you get to Samson, who's the last judge. And he essentially describes him as a barbarian. And I think there is, overall, I disagree with that assertion of Samson. And I think if we cast Samson off in that regard, we miss out on some important aspects of Samson, some godly characteristics. And one of those characteristics I want to kind of highlight today is his desire to fight evil when others weren't interested in it. I think Samson, he comes on at a time in Israel when the Philistines have been ruling over Israel for about 40 years, and the Israelites haven't really seemingly done much about it. And God raises up Samson as this character to deliver them from the Philistines. And Samson's gotten in some battles with them. He's killed some of them. They don't really like him. He doesn't really like them. And our passage today will be picking up in Judges 15 in verse 9, where it says, "The Philistines went up and camped in Judah, spreading out near Lehi. And the people of Judah asked, 'Why have you come to fight us?' They said, 'We have come to take Samson prisoner,' they answered, 'to do to him as he did to us.' Then 3,000 men from Judah went down to the cave in the rock of Edom and said to Samson, 'Don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us? What have you done to us?' And he answered, 'I merely did to them what they did to me.' Then they said to him, 'We've come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines.'" So I think this passage is interesting. It displays the Philistines' intention here. It isn't actually to kill Samson. It's to take Samson prisoner. I find that interesting that they don't want to end him. They just want to own him. They want to make sure the resistance is not there anymore. And it's also kind of sad here that the Israelites are ready to oblige them. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to mess with it. They're going to hand Samson over and do what they have to do. And I think there's things in our lives that can be, you know, sin issues. There can be things where we see it as too big and we see it as something we can't beat or we can't fight. And I see that a little bit here in the Israelites. And I will say to Samson's credit, he has fought the Philistines and he's not afraid to fight them. I think that's a trait that that would be good for us to pick up. And I find it interesting what happens in this story. He goes on to get bound. He breaks the binds. He, with the Spirit of the Lord, picks up a jawbone and conquers 1,000 Philistines. I think it's a story we've heard and it's a great victory. And at that point, he goes on, it says, to lead Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines. I find it interesting when you can read the story of Samson, you can think it's maybe going over 4 years, maybe 5 years. But it's interesting that he actually did lead them for 20 years. There was a good length of time there where he was helping Israel in their fight against the Philistines. And I think that's cool. But then, of course, all good things must come to an end. And we know the story of Delilah comes on where Samson falls in love with her. She does not love him. She ends up betraying him over to the Philistines, finding the secret of his great strength to be his hair, which is tied to him being a Nazarite. So essentially, she turns him over to the Philistines, and they gouge out his eyes, and they make him a prisoner who grinds grain in their prison. And if we continue on in chapter 16 and verse 23, it says, "Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god, and to celebrate, saying, 'Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands.' And when the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, 'Our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste to our land and multiplied our slain.' And while they were in high spirits, they shouted, 'Bring out Samson and entertain us.' So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them." So here we see the highlight of the Philistines. They have seemingly won. They've gotten Samson. It looks like the game's over. And for Samson, it's the low point in his life. He is a prisoner of the Philistines, just as they wanted all those years ago. They finally got it. And I think we arrive at these areas in our lives every now and again where we're in a prison-like state, where we're beaten down and we're about as low as it gets. And I think in those times, you have some choices as far as how you'll react. I think one of the choices is to become angry at God and say, why would you let me fall this low? How could you let me get here like this? I think another's more of a depressed look on life where you say, well, if God let me get my eyes gouged out, I mean, who knows how bad things could get? You kind of sink into depression. But I love that Samson here does not do either of those things. If we continue on, it says, and when they stood up among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple so that I may lean against them. Then the temple was crowded with men and women, and all the rulers of the Philistines were there. And on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, and bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other, Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. So here we see kind of the grand conclusion of Samson, and that is that he chooses to have faith in God. He chooses to pray to God. And I love that he refers to him as Sovereign Lord, sovereign meaning ruler. Standing in this group of rulers, he still acknowledges that the Lord is the true ruler. And again, at the end, even in his lowest state, he does the greatest thing he's ever done. I think that shows a lot to the power of the Lord and the redemptive aspect of God as well. So I think overall, yeah, for us in our lives, I think there are some aspects to Samson, the fighting aspect that I think we could hold on to and that can encourage us. And I hope that for us in these upcoming week. Thanks, guys.